Dr. Oleg Shestnov, Assistant Director General, World Health Organization. Dr. Sheng Fang, Director General, IFPRI. Professor Patrick Webb, Vice Chair of this International Symposium. Ms. Gerda Verbeek, Secretary General of SAN Movement. Mr. Michel Mordassini, Vice President of IFAD and Chairperson of the UN Standing Committee on Nutrition. Distinguished speakers, guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen inspiring presentations and fruitful discussion during this seminar. I'm sure that we are living with new ideas on how to develop programs and policies to deliver the ICAN2 commitments and the 23rd agenda, particularly on the SDG number 2, to end all forms of malnutrition. I take from this symposium four key messages. First, we urgently need to promote a change, let's say, on food system and food environment to tackle all forms of malnutrition and promote health diets. Second, we need a strong political commitment at national level for achieving these changes that are needed to bring nutrition at the top of the national agenda. Improving nutrition is also a public issue, and this requires the participation of many stakeholders, including, of course, the private sector, civil society, and don't forget parliamentarians. They are very, very important to improve the national legislation that we need. My third point is that we must empower consumers, give them information that they need to choose healthy diets. But we cannot lose sight of the people who produce our food. Many of them are extremely poor people that need better access to productive resources. We must make sure that the 500 million of family farms have also an equal voice, equal access, equal rights in our quest to end hunger and malnutrition. My fourth and last point is that climate change is one of the most or a major risk we are facing this moment. There have been many calls for us to evaluate the nutrition impacts of climate change. Climate change approach need to be a nutrition-driven approach. And building resilience and promoting adaptation are fundamental issues on this. We have also noted that the decade of action on nutrition can be a great platform for mobilizing concerted action to end malnutrition in all countries. This must also be the decade of impact. Dear guests, a technical symposium of this magnitude would not be possible without the hard work of many people. Sometimes you don't see them. I would like to express my gratitude to His Excellency Minister Beatrice Lorenzin of Italy, who accepted to take the responsibility as chair of this symposium. I thank Professor Patrick Webb for delivering an excellent keynote presentation that inspired all of us. The International Advisory Panel placed their expertise at our disposal and guided us through the planning of the event. I thank them very much. The technical task team also support us in this regard. German government and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation provide vital financial support for this seminar. And the Italian government support us in building a conducive environment for the success of this symposium. I would like to thank also WHO for working very close with FAO and also with IFRI and our sister UN agents that are here today for their collaboration and support before and during this seminar. I hope this will continue after also. I thank the member countries, civil society and private sector for their participation on the discussions. And I also would like to thank FAO staff, particularly the interpreters that are doing hard work. Without them, we would not be possible to understand each other. I would like to congratulate particularly Costa's team and Anna Lartin for this fantastic seminar. Before I conclude, let me highlight the 2 points that I'm taking my message, let's say, if you allow me to say that. First, that definitely we need to put nutrition as one of the main challenges for all countries, developing rich and poor countries. And this challenge cannot be faced as a private issue. This is not about the family, the mother, the children. This is a government issue. This is a public issue. Governments need to take their responsibility on nutrition. Governments need to put in place, must to put in place, policy to address this challenge. My last message, coming from the very heart of FAO, we will not have healthy diets if we don't start with healthy soils, with healthy seeds, with a sustainable agriculture production system, with a food chain that don't have so high level of food waste and loss. This is the message. We will only have healthy diets if we can produce healthy food in a healthy food system. This is the message, FAO. We need to address all the food chain. If not, we will not succeed in tackling the issue of nutrition. I thank you for your presence and cooperation, and I wish you all bon voyage to return to your countries. Thank you very much.